It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Earlier this week, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporter Andrew McGill reported on the rising interest in the homestead exemption, which lets residents deduct a portion of their home's value from their tax bill. It's one of the few tax breaks Allegheny County allows, and yet, in some of the county's poorest neighborhoods, few people apply for it. I'm joined now in studio by Andrew McGill. Andrew, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And also joining us is Demi Kolke, a community organizer at Operation Better Block, a Homewood-based advocacy group. Demi Kolke, good to have you with us.
Great, thanks. Nice to be here.
If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. What questions do you have about the homestead tax exemption? Are you someone that has been able to take advantage of it? How much money have you saved? And if you have not taken advantage of it and want to find out more, we have two people here in our studio who can certainly answer your questions at 412-246-2002. Our email address is essspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at essspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Andrew McGill, explain first how you got onto this story.
Well, I knew that there was a lot of interest in taxes, obviously, at the county, especially with the reassessment. And actually, there was a good story done by some of my journalism friends in Philadelphia that looked at a similar issue. And I thought, you know, I bet there's a ripe angle here. So with some help from folks from Pitt figuring out the methodology, we looked at, all the owner-occupied structures in Pittsburgh and the county, and were able to pretty quickly come up with percentages and very quickly see that there was disparity.
So as you went through this review, just kind of walk people – you gave us sort of the thumbnail truncated version there. But walk us through the process of how you find all this information out and how you arrived at the facts and figures that you did.
Sure. Well, the county maintains a pretty massive database of every property in Allegheny County.
Every single property.
You got it.
Hmm.
And it lists, you know, who owns it. What its mailing address is, what its taxing address is, what its taxing status is, pretty much anything you could want. What we did was we looked at the mailing address of the property, compared it to the taxable address and the forwarding address. And if those all kind of line up, that's a strong indicator that the owner actually lives there and not a management company or somebody that's running it out to somebody else. The county on this same database has a listing that shows if it is a homestead-exempt property. So it was pretty easy to, you know, run a list of folks that lived in their own homes, then compare that list to the list of folks that had the exemption and see that there's a sizable disparity in a number of zip codes. And when we arrived at this, we knew that we wanted to, you know, look at it at a zip code basis, look at it at a municipality basis, because that's really where you see the differences arise.
So then who are the people who are applying for the homestead exemption?
Well, as we said in the story, it's some of the richest zip codes in Allegheny County. I'm looking at the list here of municipalities. I think number three in terms of the most people applying is Bethel Park. A little bit down the list, Upper St. Clair. Baldwin Borough actually tops the list. And then, you know, you have South Park, Greentree, Whitehall, McCandless, and so on. And at the bottom of the list is a substantial portion of McKeesport, some of the poorest wards in Pittsburgh and Rankin.
So Demi Kolke with Operation Better Block, why isn't the percentage of people in poorer communities like Braddock and the Hill District taking advantage of this?
Yeah, so one of the big things is lack of homeowner education. I think that a lot of people look at living and owning a home as the greatest accomplishment, but they don't necessarily know all of the intricacies that go into that, good and bad. So a lot of the benefits that are out there, they're completely unaware of. And then in addition to that, there's this huge sense of skepticism. So because the residents in Homewood, where I work, have been, you know, mistreated in certain ways in the past, they are very skeptical that this is really as good as it seems to be.
How much does that have to do with just what we've been through as a country, and it certainly impacted us in Allegheny County in the last 5 years or so, when you've had a subprime loan scandal that has, in fact, targeted poor people? how do they know that this isn't one of those scams?
Right. That's our biggest challenge is, you know, the lack of access to these resources, but then getting them to the point where we have, as a community-based organization, really building that relationship with them, that we're not outsiders coming into the neighborhood, trying to influence them one way or the other, but that we're really there advocating for them and on behalf of them to help them reach that higher level.
You mentioned earlier, Demi, that there's this great American dream that has been instilled in many of us, that part of being a true American is when you own your own home.
Right.
And yet, it sounds like people are coming to you with a lack of knowledge about all of the things that you think would be integral to owning a home. Why is there such a lack of it? Why aren't people coming into knowing more than they apparently do?
You know, one of the biggest things that we deal with in Homewood is people are, they live in their house for generations. So the great-grandparents might live there and the grandparents live there. And now there's this, you know, middle-aged generation living there. And the property isn't even in their name, and they're so they're not able to receive these benefits. And because it's just been passed down from family to family, and it's such a like a prized possession that they have this house, they have this property and this home that they live in, they're unaware that there are certain things that they need to do, that the deed needs to be in their name in order to for it to be their homeowner of record and for them to receive these different benefits. But because it's just been passed down and it's such such an asset in their eyes and they just want to hold on to it, it's been really difficult to open up the broader picture to see that there's all these other things that go along with that.
And is there a scenario, either Demi or Andrew, that we're seeing here where people may be trying to hang on to their home and they are simply in a situation where they're trying so hard to make ends meet, they're treading water, they are they're busy and consumed by any number of concerns, that it's just hard for them to keep up with the changes in the laws, the tax laws, particularly with reassessment, and just this ability to stay current on the information that is out there.
Well, I think that you're right that it's tough when you have a million things to do already to stay current on tax code. I think that that responsibility really falls on the county to make it a priority to let residents know what advantages are due to them. And to the county's credit, I know that they have had at town hall meetings, they've been passing out forms to sign up for this exemption. But at the end of the day, the homestead exemption helps poorest people the most. I mean, it's a flat.
Or at least in practice, it should.
It should. Mm-hmm. I mean, right. It's a flat fee. It gives you basically $85 a year back on your taxes, on your county taxes. And, you know, that may not mean something substantial to somebody, you know, in Upper St. Clair. But to the kind of people that Demi's working with, you know, $85 a year, you know, is a substantial portion of your weekly costs. And it's the county's responsibility to kind of pick that up.
And if it means something to somebody in Upper St. Clair or Mount Lebanon, clearly it does because they're applying for it. So why shouldn't the people in the poor neighborhoods?
Yeah. And what I was telling Andrew is that unfortunately in Homewood, the assessed value of homes are unbelievably low. So there are actually homes that people are living in that are owner-occupied that are assessed below $18,000. And that's the amount that's taken off when you apply for the homestead exemption. So some residents in Homewood might actually end up owing $0 per year on their county taxes because of their housing assessed value.
So this would be a tremendous benefit.
Absolutely.
412-246-2002 is the number to call if you have any questions about the homestead exemption. Have you taken advantage of it? If so, why? Or how did you learn about it? And if not, why not? 412-246-2002, the number to call. Again, our guests, Andrew McGill, who has written about this issue for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and also Demi Kolke, a community organizer at Operation Better Block. Demi, what are the questions that people either come in with or should have at the ready when they are seeking information about this?
I think one of the big things and one of the most challenging things is just to take this at face value, because we have so many you know, are you sure I don't need to do this? Are you sure I don't need to have that? Really, the only two requirements are that you own the home and you live in it as your primary residence. And then you are qualified and able to apply for this and approve for it. So I think that people just need to keep those two things in mind. And those are the big things.
And when people do find out that – I'm sure you've dealt with people who were completely unaware that they could take advantage of this tax exemption, didn't. Then when they find out from you about how they can use this mm-hmm. to their advantage, what kind of reactions do you get?
Like I said, skepticism. Are you sure about this? Do I need to do anything? Do I need to prove anything? So this is really just benefiting me. There's no catch or caveat. That's almost always the first reaction. And then, you know, we go through the form with them, help them fill out the application. And then there's no additional documents they need to provide or anything. And we, on behalf of them, try to we mail it in, follow the application through the process to make sure that if anything does go wrong, like I said, we can be an advocate on their behalf. And you know, by the point that we've built that relationship and have really worked with them, they're on board with it.
We have a question from Bob on the Central North Side who did not want to go on the air with us, but asked off the air, why do they advertise it as a homestead exemption instead of a property tax reduction, which is what it really is? Doesn't this make it harder to understand? Andrew.
I think that that's kind of a legalistic term, and sometimes it's even called the homestead exclusion mm-hmm. or Act 50 or 51, I forget which.
And that is rather confusing.
Yeah. Sure. You know, there's acts all over the place. I think that at the end of the day, he's completely correct. It takes off $18,000 from your home's assessed value. That's money you don't have to pay taxes on. Which equates in county taxes to $85. I mean, if there was going to be an advertising campaign, I would hope that you know, $85 in your pocket would be the slogan. Mm-hmm.
How are you getting the word out, Demi?
Yeah, so the best way that we found is going door to door, bringing these applications around, clipboard in hand, door knocking, going to the residents specifically that do fall into the category, which they would be approved for this, and then. Going, knocking, word of mouth has been huge for us. Once someone gets it, they tell their neighbors, they're excited about it. And Homewood is a very tight-knit community. So people definitely spread the word on our behalf as well.
Let's go to our phones. 412-246-2002 is the number to call. We have James from Brighton Heights with us. James, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You bet.
My comment is really simple, which is just that I haven't been able to successfully get approved for the homestead exemption yet, and I've lived in my house in Brighton Heights now for 3 years. The reason is just that the forms available to apply for it are only available for a brief period of time. And this year, for example, I remembered this and emailed them early in January and then again in February and got very bad information back from them. They didn't really even seem to understand when it would be out or no. And so for me, I ended up missing the window again. Because like a lot of lower-income people, I don't have the time to be chasing after the county to find out when the stuff is. My comment and my suggestion would be, is there any reason why we can't just have this form available all year long so that poor people who have the, you know, the most time burden actually have a chance of using it?
Good question. Andrew, I'll let you take it.
Sure. I mean, I think you're correct. The deadline, unless I believe I'm correct, is March 1. To file for the homestead exemption. So, you know, obviously that's, you know, the third month of the year. You have to get on the game pretty quickly. So, you know, this story obviously came out after that, and the hope is that people will apply for it in time for next year. Now, I do believe that the form is available on the county's website. It's still up right now, and I mm-hmm. think it is available year-round. That the quickest way is just to Google Allegheny County Homestead. That'll take you to the Office of Property Assessments website that has the link right there. You know, I guess it's the same with everything else in taxes. You know, if you file it early, you won't forget, and you'll get the advantages.
Well, we know that the county executive, Rich Fitzgerald, is very much behind people, the idea of people taking advantage of this exemption. Does the county need to do a better job of getting information out?
Well,
what can they do? Let's put it that way, to help people.
Sure. Well, you're correct. Mr. Fitzgerald, I believe, was instrumental in getting this thing on the books to begin with. and certainly campaigned on its benefits. I know that the county, when they hosted town hall meetings regarding the reassessment, also had these forms available for people to sign and fill out. And I think that they're doing what they can right now to gain interest. I think it's just a matter, again, of simplifying language and making it clear to people exactly, you know, how easy it is to apply and exactly the benefit you get.
Demi, you mentioned going door to door. Certainly word of mouth, is the best advertising. And yet, is there a better way to do that than having – I mean, that seems to be a really tedious approach that might leave some people falling through the cracks if they're just not home when you show up.
Right. And, yeah, you're exactly right. Tedious, time-consuming, you know. But we've found that as a nonprofit based in the neighborhood, we have a lot of avenues to reach people, whether it's through partnerships or other services that we offer. So it's something that you know, many of the CDCs or CBOs based throughout the city can really just have at their hand in their office, you know, mentioning it to people in their programs, the people that they're serving. And I think, like you said, that would be a lot less time consuming, but it's really just that efficiency and making sure that you're at least putting it on the table for everyone that you reach out to say, oh, yeah, I do know about that, or I don't know about that, or let me tell my neighbor about that. So just having that information readily available at any events or programs that you offer.
And just to make it clear, and especially for anybody who's just tuning in here on 90.5 WESA, you're listening to Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with Andrew McGill of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Demi Kolke with Operation Better Block, the Homewood-based advocacy group, about the homestead tax exemption. So anybody just tuning in, what are the requirements? What do they need to know that clarifies their eligibility and that this is not a scam?
Well, I think Demi said it best. I mean, you need to own your home and you need to live in your home. And that's really about it. I don't believe there is a time requirement. There is for other tax exemptions, but not for this one. It really is something that 100% of homeowners that live in their house should have.
And if you're looking for the Post-Gazette piece, by the way, by Andrew McGill, it came out earlier this week on Memorial Day, in fact. And it's titled, Many Still Don't Apply for Allegheny County Realty Tax Exemption. We will have a link to that piece at our website at WESA.FM. Again, WESA.FM, our website where you can find a link to Andrew's story. What kind of reaction have you received from people to what you've the information that you've gotten out there?
Well, I've gotten dozens of phone calls, and unfortunately, it's mostly from folks that don't know how to sign up for it, and they're asking me how to sign up for it. So I'm directing them to the county's website and who to contact to get the form. On the whole, people seem happy and surprised that this is something that's available to them.
Have you received an influx of people of interest in this, Demi?
Yeah, we have. We've received some phone calls from residents who reside in Homewood inquiring, how do we do this? What does it take? And Andrew, the one thing that we try to do, like that you're dealing with now, is we try to have those forms available for the residents so they don't have to go through and navigate. And, you know, some people don't have access to computers or internet. So we try and have those forms available and actually, you know, walk through the application with them. So that's just another barrier to remove for those people.
And we'll have the county website info at our website or a link to it at WESA.FM as well. Certainly people hearing this, I'm sure, have questions or will be, having learned about this exemption, wanting to be able to take advantage of it. So we'll direct you to where you need to be in order to do just that. I want to thank both of our guests for joining us on the program. Demi Kolke, again, she's a community organizer at Operation Better Block, a Homewood-based advocacy group. Demi, thank you so much for being with us.
Great. Thank you for having me.
And Andrew McGill, who is with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Coming up, travel correspondent Elaine LeBaum with a look at national parks on the East Coast. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.